I think it's very interesting when you talk with the English native speaker. Sometimes they may, because English is not my first language, sometimes I may mispronounce some word, and then they will take it another word. For example, I remember I said, when I had the conversation with my friend, she's from Canada, and then I tried to say to her, I tried to say the word positive, because I forgot to provide a visa, and then she thought I was saying she is, because if you don't put the visa in it, it's maybe like positive. Like, so it's already like another meaning. So someone is a positive is a very negative word, you know? And then make a really like big joke about it, and it would be funny. And then I try to explain it to her. Oh, I get it, I get what you're saying. And it's funny, you know?
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I won't say reading experience is a very fun activity to do it, because if I want to finish reading one book, and at least take me a lot of time compared to the whose first language is their English, their first language, the people, I will like have, for example, one page I already like maybe. The first time I read an English book, and then it would be like 10 vocabularies in one page, I don't understand, I need to check for it. I won't say it's a funny experience, but after I finish one book, and then the second time I can read faster, and then the progress will be improved. Like, so this time maybe took me like 1 week or to finish one book, the next time would be maybe 2 days or something to finish one book, and I can see my progress of learning is improving. So this would be like my most memorable English reading experience.
Then do you read in your free time?
Yeah, I do, because I think through reading different type of books, different language book, and then I can know more different things. So when I try to communicate with people, I have some topics to share with them.
Then what kind of books do you read?
I don't know why I read like autobiography. I don't know. I'm not quite a fan of reading fictions. I don't know, I don't have that concept of mind to read the books of fiction books. But when I come to reading an autobiography, I really like it, I really enjoy it, knowing the people, what they did in the past. And yeah, I like this type of books.